All right. Next up, we've got Faster Jackalope with the song Limerence.
Watching at my window all this time, see you walking slow-mo, all this time, I feel so chemical, it's tragic, comical, but if you want me, let me know, all this time.
Got to get it all together, man, my people, they understand. This love, long, creepy eccentricity. Take a shower and you'll take the air. Possibilities are everywhere. Give up your right.
Is that a real word?
It is. I looked it up.
What does it mean?
It is now.
It's like this obsessive crush. If somebody has romantic thoughts about somebody all the time and it's kind of gets a little obsessive, then that's apparently what limerence is. And it's sort of like this state of mind that people can go through. And, you know, if you read the lyrics, it kind of like reflects that. They're counting off the levels or the states that they go into thinking about these romantic thoughts about somebody. At least that's how I interpreted it. So, I don't know.
Until Glennie comes in the chorus and intervenes and tries to cheer him up.
Yeah, I thought it started off with kind of like that Ricky Don't Lose That Number beat. You know, that whole, you know, all of that stuff. And I like that. But then the lush guitar comes in with that great lead vocal work, kind of Alan Parsons-y vocal. Just fantastic. Just wonderful. I thought it was a great song. Maybe a little safe, though. Again, I think that there are a lot of these, even the ones we've heard so far, are a little safe. Didn't really do anything dramatic all that much. But I still like the song a whole lot. And whoever's doing the lead vocals, great, great stuff.
Yeah, I wasn't clear if that was Truth or someone else, but the lead vocal lines on the verse are really, really good. It's got this sort of REM kind of melancholy, maybe like the Smiths, which I guess makes sense for the whole limerence concept. I like when Glennie comes in on the chorus and sort of breaks up that melancholy with a more upbeat sort of tone. It's a nice break from the moodier verse bits. The instrumentation, like you mentioned, is fantastic. I love Glennie's like dreamy slide guitar playing. The strings sound really good. There's all of these counter melodies that are bouncing around in my headphones on later choruses. Just great production, wonderful melodies and singing. I'm okay with safe when it's this good.
Oh yeah, yeah.
This is also one of my favorites. And then even though it's, you know, well over 4 minutes, it never dragged for me.
I enjoyed this one. It gave a very trippy mood. And when I was here doing the LP, it got me swaying back and forth with the twangy guitar, the laid-back vocals, and thumbs up on the layered production. You just kind of like feel it wave over you, but it wasn't overpowering. You just sort of like caught the wave and just enjoyed it.
Yeah.